So you have a plausible sounding theory of who the writer is. Tell me how you got there.
Well, I was reading the book, and literally on page 2 of the book, there's a story that's recounted about one of the main characters in the book, a guy named Cal, who is an aide to President Obama.
Manages his campaign.
Yeah. Correct, manages his campaign. And it talks about how before he was recruited, he was being recruited to work for his rival, the front runner, who is the Hillary Clinton stand-in, in the, ostensibly here. And he talks, the story that's told on page 2, just in brief, he says, you know, no formal offer had been made at the last meeting, I'm quoting from the book, but a week later, a chair had arrived at his office, an inexpensive, oak-veneered Windsor reproduction with a note signed by the candidate, quote, there's a seat for you at our table. And as it happens, that actually occurred in real life. A senior strategist in the McCain campaign had that experience with a different candidate who was trying to recruit this person to work for them. And it's not something that's very well known. It's never been reported anywhere, which suggests to me that it's someone who knows this particular senior strategist very well. There aren't that many people in politics who could write a novel at any length. And so that really, so if you think about people who worked on the McCain campaign and who could possibly write a novel, you're down to just a couple of people. And then you think about the fact that this book's publisher is a gentleman named Jonathan Karp, who also happened to publish all of John McCain's books, which were all ghostwritten by a gentleman named Mark Salter. So I'm going to float the theory right now that this book was written by Mark Salter.
There is this entirely fictional, doesn't exist anywhere in the real life horizon, a Republican candidate who runs against Obama in 2012, who was a military hero and then ran a company and is this super independent guy who is neither captured by the Tea Party or anybody else. And as you said, who does that sound like?
Well, it sounds an awful lot like John McCain with a little bit of Mitt Romney floated in there without any of the downsides of either one of them. And again, that would point pretty straight to Mr. Salter.